Partisan, written by James Caffin and read by Barney Duncan. Chapter 1. What Manner of Man? Second Lieutenant John Denver, DCM, Soviet Medal for Valor, New Zealand corporal who fought in the ranks of the Yugoslav partisan forces for 2 years, believes that if you write the story of one man in this war, you are writing it over the bodies of 20 others less fortunate. That is why he was reluctant to tell the whole story of what he did in Yugoslavia. But he realizes that by telling it, he can, in some small measure, pay tribute to the Allied soldiers who shared his captivity, the partisans who fought beside him and died, and the people of Greece and Yugoslavia who risked death or torture to help him. Partisan is the story of Denver's escape from a German prison camp and his 2 years of fighting with Marshal Tito's men. It is written as he wanted it to be written. There is no attempt to embellish his adventures or to set down conversations that might have taken place. What his partisan comrades did is more important than what they said, for many are dead, and all of them were known only by names they assumed to save their people from enemy reprisals. There is little political argument in this book. Denver and his comrades were too busy fighting to concern themselves with the motives behind the tardy Allied recognition of the partisan movement, or the propaganda that for so long gave credit for its achievements to the forces led by General Mihailovic. They were more concerned with what was done inside Yugoslavia in the name of resistance, the murder of men and women, the burning of villages, and the help given to the enemy to hunt down the partisans. They could not forget, even after the arrival of Allied aid, that many of the Quislings who fought against their own people used British arms and equipment. Denver himself puts it bluntly. As a British soldier, he was in danger of being shot with a bullet made in Britain and fired from a British-made Sten gun carried by a Yugoslav in the pay of the Italians or Germans. The evidence of Denver's personal experience also is quite adequate to upset the belief of many that the partisan movement was purely communist. Denver fought with the partisans almost from the beginning. His comrades were doctors, professors, priests, businessmen, architects, lawyers, small shopkeepers, middle-class peasants, and Yugoslav army officers. He heard scarcely any party discussion amongst them and saw no evidence that any particular political creed played a predominant part in what he found was a national movement for freedom among the population that had become an army. His own battalion included Poles, Serbs, Croats, Slovens, Austrians, Bulgarians, Italians, and a Czech. They had a political commissar whose chief concern was the welfare and morale of the men. Their politics were their own, and they were not required to declare allegiance to any party. Because Partisan has been written as Denver wishes it to be written, it is not always obvious that many of the actions in which he fought were successful only because of his bravery and leadership.